Yo, shit, it's late. It's 12:42. This is episode 499. So, tomorrow's 500. Everybody saw this thing, right? The Mark Wahlberg thing, where he wakes up at 2:30 in the morning, then he prays, then works out, and then he plays golf, then he... It's like this crazy schedule. He wakes up at 2:30 in the morning, and he goes to sleep at 7:30. So, like right now, he's 10 hours into his day, and I'm. Is that right? You go woke up at 2:30. Yeah. So. I find that to be ridiculous. I don't think muscles are that important. To wake up at 2:30 in the morning, and he freezes himself. And, I mean, he's in amazing shape. He works out twice a day. He spends like three. I just don't understand why do you got to wake up at 2:30 in the morning to do that. You can't work out at night. I'm assuming you have a home gym. And I guess a trainer. Probably a trainer. You would think he could be a trainer at this point, but you need somebody there to spot you. Right? You need spotting? I don't know. I don't lift weights. Oh, so I guess I'll look at the news. I don't know what to do for the 500. Something not so special, probably. It'll probably just be another show. Don't get your hopes up. Why would you have your hopes up? What are you, have I given you a reason to have hope? Not really. I just do the show. News. What's going on? FanDuel not honoring bet that would have paid more than $82,000 due to line error. I don't know. I wouldn't trust one of these betting sites anyway. You can bet on sports in like a lot of places now. They've made gambling kind of legal almost everywhere. I understand it's easy to do it online, but it's also easy to not pay you. They're not a person. I think yesterday I was talking about, why don't we do everything online? Why don't we do school online? Betting, face-to-face, thank you. I'm not trusting some person in the ether. Oh, here's all my bank information. And let me wire you $1,000, and then if the Jets cover the spread, I don't know. Fuck that shit. So lesson learned from that gambler. Michael Jordan donates $2 million for Florence relief and recovery aid. That's a lot of money. He likes to gamble, that Michael Jordan. So who knows how much he has left. He gambles a lot on golf. But that's very nice of him. You don't see... you don't see, because people are like always like, is it LeBron the best or is it Michael Jordan? And you're like, LeBron built a school. LeBron's better at giving away money, but he might have more. But that's nice, Michael Jordan. Remember when Michael Jordan had the Hitler mustache? That was weird. Let's find a fun story, a happy story, something that doesn't have to do with natural disasters. Man, that's not good. SeaWorld, this isn't going to be good, but I want to know. SeaWorld's former execs must pay $5 million to settle claim that they misled investors over negative impact of 2013 Blackfish had on business. Of course it had. I would never go to SeaWorld. Fucking SeaWorld. They're disgusting. You don't go either. And it's boring. I went there as a kid. I didn't dig it. You have the one show, the Shamu show, and you see the way. But overall, it's not. You want to be. You're like, hey, where's the rides? Oh, there isn't any. Well, there wasn't when I was a kid. Maybe they threw in a ride there, because I can't imagine when you're in the land of Disney World, and someone takes you to where there's no rides. It's a bummer. But yeah, fuck SeaWorld. No, not gonna read that. Well, this isn't a good story either. Austin man behind 3D printed gun company charged with child sex assault. Why would you? You think if you had one hobby that makes you I'm into 3D printed guns because I'm a psychopath. You would be like, well, maybe I shouldn't. I'll concentrate on that. But if you're a child molester, it's like you should probably try to look to lead a quiet life. You know, Jared from Subway. It's like, why do you think you want to be a piece of shit and then tell everybody how you lost weight? All right, I'm going to stop talking about child molesters. Let's move on. And wrap this fucker up. North and South Korea commit to era of no war. That's nice. That's good news, right? No war there where there's nuclear weapons and people are always like, hey, maybe the crazy guy's going to do something. So also don't really trust it. But let's be positive. Apple pays 15 billion EU fine, okay, over illegal tax deal with Ireland. Apple, come on, man. Why are you going to charge so much for a phone and then also try to be like, I don't want to pay the tax? You're making, going to charge me $1,000 for a fucking phone and pay your fair share? You got the dough. Be cool. You know, they need their health care. That's where your taxes go. You're going to be like, oh, we're going to be in Europe making all that money and not fucking. I've been over there. They all got fucking iPhones. Why can't everybody just be cool? That's my main problem with everybody. Not that I'm not always cool, but I'm pretty fucking cool. Right? I think so. I just had to assess it. But it's not something you can really self-assess. Everybody thinks, oh no, I'm a good guy. And then you're like, no, you're a piece of shit. And then I can give you a list of reasons. But I don't want to get into that. The reason, the positivity. One last positive story, and then maybe we're done. No. What? I want to look at this story later, but I'm not going to talk about it now because it involves people that get me yelling. Man, it's all murder, racism, child molestation, you name it. That's what's going on with the news. And then I'm getting into yesterday's shit. So I'm going to just get into. Lawyer for ultra-nationalist Proud Boys arrested for allegedly faking gun theft. Well, at least the guy got caught. Those Proud Boys are pieces of shit. And that guy that started, Gavin McInnes. What a, if that's the guy you follow, well, maybe you should look into not being an asshole. Not where. Well, you know, I've gone off about this enough. You know. Or So tomorrow is the 500, and I'm going to think about it a little bit, but it might end up just being a regular show. So like I said, don't be like surprised if that's what happens. Okay? Sorry, this one wasn't that good. See you tomorrow. We love you.